Do you give the horse his strength, or clothe his neck with a flowing mane? Do you make him leap like a giant locust, striking terror with his proud snorting? He paws fiercely, rejoicing in his strength, and charges into the fray. He laughs at fear, afraid of nothing. He does not shy away from the sword. The quiver rattles against his side, along with the flashing spear and lance. In frenzied excitement, he eats up the ground. He cannot stand still when the trumpet sounds.
You just heard the opening lines of one of my favorite movies, Secretariat. And one of my favorite characters, Superfly. Superfly was the trainer. He wore strange, flashy clothes and a funny hat. Superfly's record of training winning horses was dismal at best. He'd given up on horse racing, he'd given up on golf, he'd given up on life. The owner of Secretariat, Penny Chinnery, took a chance on this strangely dressed, unorthodox, French-Canadian trainer, and the rest is history. Secretariat won the Triple Crown of horse racing when most others said it can't be done. And it hasn't been done since. Secretariat was achieving what some thought was the impossible. FFA members, the trumpet has sounded. We cannot shy away from the challenges ahead. Like Secretariat, we must charge into the fray. Like Secretariat, we cannot stand still. Now, in horse racing, everybody stands during the race. So I want everybody to stand up. They'll bring the house lights up a little. Everybody stand up. And I want to ask you, are you excited to be here at the 85th National FA Convention? If you are, I want to hear you. Are you ready to charge into the fray with frenzied excitement? On my cue, I want everyone, I'll cue you, I want everyone to say, charge, okay? On my cue. One, two, three, charge! Are you really ready? One more time. One, two, three, charge! Fantastic. You can be seated. I hope by your response that you're ready to lead the charge into the 85th National FA Convention and lead FFA into the future. Now, for a moment, I want you to picture this: a hot, dry, dusty desert. The sun bearing down from above. Mercury, 118 degrees. Without a moment's notice, a storm appears on the horizon, bringing life-giving moisture to the plants on the desert floor. As quickly as that storm arrived, that storm left and dissipated. On this side of the desert was a vulture circling about. On this side over here was a hummingbird darting from each flower to flower, consuming that life-giving nectar and seeds that the hummingbird pursued. The vulture's life is consumed with the past and looks desperately for what was. The hummingbird spends every moment looking for new life blossoming on the desert floor. The nectar and the seed that brings that new life. Both find what they're looking for. FFA members, we cannot rely on what was. We have a rich past, but we must charge into the future with new hope, new life, and new vision. Vision is having the ability to see what others are afraid to see. Vision is having the courage to do what others say can't be done. Now let me share with you about a student that had a change in their vision. Casey was a non-typical agriculture education student. He didn't live on a farm. He didn't know anything about FFA. He knew nothing about agriculture. Casey lived in town. No one in Casey's family had ever been involved in agriculture. None of his siblings had ever taken an agriculture class. None of them had ever been an FFA member. Casey attended a large high school in Arlington, Texas. As a freshman in high school, Casey ran with the wrong crowd. His grades were terrible. He was known as that disruptive student in class, and he just really didn't fit in very well. Casey was that student that talked too much and liked to be the center of attention. He was one of those students when you were having a great class discussion, Casey out of the blue would ask that strange question, does a fish have ears? Just to interrupt the natural flow of the discussion. When it was time to sign up for classes for his sophomore year, through encouragement from an FFA officer, Casey signed up for Agriculture 101. Casey said, why not? Couldn't be more difficult than any other class. I'll just sign up. But the agricultural education instructor saw the potential in Casey that others failed to see. Casey went on to be a creed speaker, and at the end of his sophomore year as a green hand, he eventually ran for FFA office. He was selected as a District 2, Area 5 president in Texas. Casey's life turned around. He attended Tarleton State University in Texas. He's worked on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., served as assistant athletic director for development, and provides a play-by-play radio voice for Tarleton Sports. Some of you may have heard of him and know him as Casey Hogan, that on the wrong path student who served as a national FA officer in 2003 and 2004. Casey Hogan said, and I quote, FFA made the difference in my life. Now, I hope you realize that, and you do, that not everyone's going to become a national FA officer. Just like not everyone, every horse is going to win the Triple Crown. But I do need to ask you this question. Why are you here? What made you want to be here in this auditorium? Not everyone won something to get here. Not everyone is participating in a CDE or proficiency award. Some of you may even say, my advisor made me come. But I want to assure you, you're not here by accident. Someone believed enough in you to encourage you to be here. And most likely, that was your FFA advisor, the one that sees the potential in you, just like Casey Hogan or Secretariat, a horse that no one thought could win. FFA advisors have a special bond with students that inspire them to do things beyond their wildest dream. FFA advisors have a compass in their head and a magnet in their heart. The compass points towards school-based agriculture education, and the magnet attracts student success. Secretariat had that same compass when it came to finishing first. Teachers who make the most impact do it by inspiring the heart. To the agriculture education teachers and FA advisors in this auditorium, thank you for providing quality school-based agriculture education and effective instruction every day. You are truly the champions of the teaching profession. On the night before the Belmont Stakes at the Belmont Ball, Penny Chenery's husband made this comment. Win or lose, he said to his wife, you taught your children more than what a real woman is. You taught them how to believe in themselves. FFA members, we must believe that we can overcome the challenges before us. We must believe in the future of agriculture and the future of FFA. But believing takes a team effort. When I was in high school, I played basketball, as did most of the males in my graduating class of 36. But in basketball, I was a minute man. A minute man meant that if there's a minute left in the game and we were ahead by 20, I got the play. We had a player on our team named Ross. He was one of those all-star players. He's the one, when the ball went in the air, it went in the hoop. No matter what you did, Ross could score. He was one of those all-star players that opposing teams dreaded because they knew that he was difficult to handle on the court. Every day at practice, that assignment that I dreaded every day, coach says, Brown, you guard Ross. I say, guard Ross. I thought to myself, guard Ross? Why me? Why do I have to guard Ross every stinking practice? I get tired of this. I mean, it's like keeping up with a gazelle, you know, and I know if he gets the ball, he's going to score. So I had to have a strategy. I thought about that strategy for a while, and my strategy was never let Ross get the ball. That way he can't shoot. I did everything possible to keep Ross from getting the ball, both legal and illegal. I'd stand on his foot. I'd pull on his jersey and hang on to that thing. I'd grab his shorts. We got down in the lane. Regretfully, I even pulled the hair on his legs. But you know, sometimes I had to do the inevitable. I just had to foul him and made it count. But you see, Ross, and what I learned from it, regretfully, even if I fouled him, Ross would still make the free throws. But sometimes I thought, you know, I practice every day, and all I get to do is guard Ross. But I thought, you know, some days I'd just like to quit. But then I thought, you know, I'm no quitter. And I realized that no matter how little I got to play, I was contributing to the team's success. Really what I learned was from this experience that it takes everyone, no matter how small you think your contribution of time and effort may be, to have success. Well, I didn't spend much time on the court. I did contribute in that practice to helping Ross be a better player. It takes in FFA, it takes everyone contributing to have a successful FFA chapter. You can't rely on it. It's not just the chapter officers. It's not just the FFA advisor. It's not just the committee chair. It takes every member. It takes every member to help open the doors, help clean up after an event, to stay late, to sweep the floors, to harvest the produce that you might give to the local food pantry, even to pull those weeds out there in the hot summertime. Those that carry out the trash and do other tasks that's essential to have an effective FFA activity and function. Now, I know you may never be on a winning team. You may never serve as a chapter officer. You may never receive the state FFA or American FFA degrees. I never achieved the American FFA degree, nor did I ever serve as a chapter FFA president. But I can share with you today, without reservation, that FFA made a difference in my life. It made a difference in Casey Hogan's life, and it can make a difference in yours. He laughs at fear, afraid of nothing. He does not shy away from the sword. He cannot stand still when the trumpet sounds. FFA members, your time is now. People believe in you, and every FFA member must contribute. We cannot stand still. The trumpet is sounding, and we must win the race.